Here, there's no tumas kelim also in the Mikdash. Because the Mishnah said, the sakin, this knife, b'shashchitam, even though maybe it touched the needle, still the knife is tor. So why don't you learn out from here also, there's no gezerah for kelim to become tum in the base of Mikdash. So Drashi b'nei manami, why don't we say also from here, Zohinu, we should learn out from here, she'ein tumas kelim Mikdash. There's no din tome in the Mikdash. Midrabonim, b'dovish she'ein metame min ha-Torah. That's there's only an av hatumra, it's matama kelim, that's matama kelim in the Mikdash. But anything else that's not matama midiraiso is not matama in the Rabbonin. Dinu b'chulim, because if this keli would be outside the base of Mikdash, goz the Rabbonin b'tumra. Midirabbonin, a keli could be makabal tumra for something else. V'yafagav di b'niraiso tor, k'yad nan gav yudchaz dover, v'oichlam v'yakelim shenitmo b'mashkin, v'yachetoni sakin tor. Thereby, the Yudchaz Dover says that a mashkin is only a rishon or a shein l'tuma. When it touches a keli, it's matama the keli. So you see, outside the base of Mikdash, kelim do become tummy. And here we're saying now, this keli, the sakin, the knife, is tor. So why don't we say over a new chiddush also that in the base of Mikdash are not kelim, are not makabel tuma? Of Rav Yudam Arav, v'teim Rav Yosi, Rav Chanino, yodayim koydem gzeros kelim nishnu. I tell you, there were two separate gzeiras made at two different times. First, it was a gzeira about Yodayim. The Rabbanan said a person's hands, any time it touches any type of tumah, midrabbanan your hands become tummy. Then they didn't talk about kelim yet. They didn't make a gzeira that if a keli touches something, that's tummy, it also becomes tummy. So, Melo, when this Mishnah was learned, I tell you, the chlal, there wasn't a gzeira tumah on kelim. So we can't say, I learned out from this Mishnah, new Chiddush, that in the base of Mikdash there's no Tumas Kelim. No, at the time this Mishnah was learned, there was no Tumas Kelim anywhere, even outside the base of Mikdash. The Gzeirah of Kelim first came later on. So therefore, at the time of this Mishnah, we only knew of Gzeirah Shedayim. So it's good why he says, from this Mishnah I see, there's no Gzeirah Shedayim in the base of Mikdash. But Gzeirah Kelim, I have no Raya, because Gzeirah Kelim Mechlal wasn't made yet. That's one terrace. Omar Rova, how could you say that? Both of these gzeiras were made the exact same day by the Yudches Devorim. The Tanan, we learned it in Shabbos, has sefer. That if you have a sefer Torah, or any svarim, the Rabbonim will graze a tumor on it. V'hayadayim, a person's hands, is automatically tumor. V'yatfu yoyim, v'yoyichlim v'yakelim, shenitimo b'mashkin. A food or a kelim that touched only a mashka tzurishin atumah, that the kelim becomes tummy, and that's only midrabbanan, and it's both made at the exact same time. So the exact same time they made the yugzera that a person's yodayim became tummy, they also made the yugzera that kelim became tummy. So b'shas this mishnah was learned that there was the gzera of yodayim, pshita there was the gzera of kelim also. So then we're back to the kasha. Why don't we learn out from this Mishnah that even though the Rabbanim made Xerah, Kalim could be Makabal Tumah with the Rabbanim, but in the base of Midrash they didn't do that. And Rashi says, Yodayim, Rashi, Koidem, first sentence was, Koidem Xerah Kalim Mishnu, Letame with the Rabbanim, Ugashi, the way the Zu Adayim Lanigzu Xerah Kalim Tumah Kalim. Yeah, that's the first tier. Then the Mora says it can be Boy Bayim Vialilas Balidas Chananya Ben Chizkiya Ben Gurim Vitzias Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos brings down the Maisa in his attic. They made Yudches Devarim. The Tnan Eilu Poisnas the Truma Has Sefer. V'Hosam Aforish Taima. Why did they make a Sefer Tomei? Mishum Takana Svarim. That they wanted to fix the Svarim itself. Shoyimanichim Esas Svarim Ima Truma. They used to leave Truma next to the Svarim. And since the food was near the sefer, the mouses used to come to eat the food, and they would also eat the sefer also. Therefore, the Rabbanan didn't want you to have any food near the sefer, so they said a sefer Torah has a din tumah mid Rabbanan. Therefore, you're not allowed to put your truma near the sefer, because the truma will become tumah. That was a gzera that all the svarim are tumah, not to have food near the svarim. By your dayim, afidu stomim. Not only if your hands touch a rishon or a shein l'tumah, even stam hands are tumah. Im naga b'truma b'leim afidu shadayim. Whenever you touch truma without washing your hands, midrabbanan your hands are matama the truma. That's the reason why we wash our hands before we eat bread. So takana like so kahanim that eat truma, they should also always be used to washing their hands before they eat bread. That's full yom. What's the parochi? The raisa mishani staminikan. Full yom with the raisa is matama. So Gemara there says take out full yom. But I call upon him, you see, it's the exact same time the Gzeirah of Yodayim was with the Gzeirah of Kalim. So then we're back to the Kasha. Why don't we learn out from this Mishnah there's no Tumas Kalim in the base of Mikdash? So Gemara answers like this. Elo Amar Rava, Hanach L'Tumas Sakin, leave out the Tumah of a Sakin of a knife. That even by chulin, a knife is not mekabel tumah. Why not? Hai sakin logib amai. What are we afraid about? You have this knife, the shoychit knife that you shechted the animal with. What are we afraid? What did the sakin touch? Ilema de logib abosor. If you want to say that the knife touched the meat. So we're saying now the meat is tumah. Because since the needle touched the meat, the needle made the bosor tumah. So now the bosor tumah, when the knife touches it, you want to say the knife should become tumah. Ho ein oichem atama keli. Now we have a klal. Oichlem cannot be matama kelim, even midrabbonim. If a keli touches an oichel, that's a rishon l'tumah, the keli does not become tumah. V'yelo de nogev amachet. Now what are you afraid about? Maybe the knife touched the needle itself. While you were shechting the animal, the knife got in contact with that needle that's in the bosa. That's what you're afraid about. For the Gemara, no, that's also not mekabel tumah. The klal we had before was, for ein kli matama keli. We had yesterday, one object cannot be matama the same object. A keli can't be matama keli. Oichel can't be matama oichel. Mashkim can't be matama mashkim. So you can't even, we're not afraid if the sakin touched the machet, because the keli can't be matama another keli, even with the rabbonim, even chutz from the base of Migdash. So Melo, there's no edus here. So Melo, that's why it's not shver. That's why for this Mishnah we don't learn out that they weren't geyser tumas keli in the base of Migdash. Maybe they were geyser. Maybe if a keli touches. It will be
the case that would be Matam, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Rashi speaks out. But the only Xer Rabbonim made was by Mashkin. Mashkin Rabbonim made that if any type of tumor touches a Mashkin becomes like a Rishon tumor, or even like an Ava tumor, the Mashkin. So therefore, when the Mashkin touches a Keli, that would become Tummy. That's the Din de Rabbonim. That when Mashkin, liquid, touches Kalim, it could be Matam of the Kalim. Now that could be true maybe even in the base of Midrash also. It could be in the base of Midrash also. If you have liquid that's tumah, if it touches a keli, maybe the keli is mekabel tumah. From this Mishnah, we don't see that like that. This Mishnah just says that the sakin that maybe touched the needle doesn't become tumah. Because that's a lacha all over. A keli can't be matama keli. But maybe the din de rabbana, that mashkin, liquid, could be matama kelim, maybe that holds true even in the base of Midrash. So therefore we can't bring a raya from this Mishnah to the din of Kalim, so we only bring a raya to the din of Natilash of Yadayim. That Yadayim, even though outside the Beis HaMikdash, anything your hands touch becomes Tomei, but in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbanan weren't going to Tumah under Yadayim. For the Gemara now, Hai Machet Maya Vidite. This needle, what type of a Tumah does this needle have? Like, what type of Tumah is it? Inayma Sofik Machet. What is this needle talking about? Like all the story was, you found a needle inside the bosser. There's no history about this needle. We don't know if it was tummy, not tummy. So what are we talking about? If you want to stop, tell me a story. Stam, there's no history on the needle. You shechted this carbon, and inside the carbon, the meat, you found a needle. Stam, a sofik, you don't know what the needle is. For itma, we learned. Reb Lezer, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina. Chadoma, one says, like gozro, al sofik, heroikin, shebishlayim. If you find spit on the floor in Yishlayim, you don't have to be afraid, maybe it's tummy. But there's a locha, a nidur, or a zav, or a zavon. The spit that comes out of them is also an avatumah. That's called a mashkin that comes out of the goof of a zav, and a zav, and a nidur, is tummy. So if you find spit on the floor, you don't have to be afraid, maybe it came from a zav, or a zavon, and it's Torah. The chadam, another man, the yom, instead learned, that like gozru al sofik ha-kelim shib Yishlayim. You should know, if you find kelim in Yishlayim, you don't have to be afraid. You see, clearly you don't have to be afraid of a suffix. If you found the keli or not, if you found the keli in Yerushalayim, and you don't know what the halacha is, you could have the right to say it's Torah. So this needle also, if this needle has no history to it, you stand finding now the first time this needle inside the basar, why is it tamei? Here the yedus was in Yerushalayim, a suffix reikin is Torah, and in Yerushalayim, a suffix kelim is Torah. You found the suffix keli, it's also Torah. We have to be talking about the now Mishnah. We're talking about the person knew the history. He had a needle that was a tummy mace. There was the needle posture touched the person that was tummy mace. A person, Reuven, touched the mace. He's an avatuma. And he had a needle. He touched this needle. So the needle is also an avatuma. The kiruv abasar. And then now when he shechts the animal, he recognizes, Oyvei, that's the needle I had yesterday. Now, the owner himself, the owner of this korban, knew that yesterday the owner was a tamei neis, and he remembered he had a needle with a red spot on it that he touched then, and now he didn't know what happened to it. And before his eyes, b'shas teshchita, when the kohen shows him the meat, he sees his red needle is in the meat. So the person knows clearly, this is my red needle that has a tamei neis on it. For the Gemara, if that's true, that kitten, if that's true, it's very shrem. We'll soon see. That's one teretz of the Gemara. So that's how we know this needle is tamei, and therefore the meat becomes tamei. The Gemara soon going to ask, that can't be. Because if the needle is an avatuma, so it should even be metama the person also then. When the kohen touches this meat, we should be afraid maybe the kohen touched the needle, and the needle is an avatuma, so maybe he writes it metama the person. Like then the Gemara's going to ask, this can't be the case. But so far we're learning this needle, we know the history of it. It was a tamei mei sticker needle. That's why it's metama the boss of the meat. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Avinomar, who going shohoisa pora chasuma. I say we're talking about this animal, this cow that you use for your korban was chasuma, was muzzled. Uvo mechus Yerushalayim, and you brought the animal. The Bialim lived outside Yerushalayim. So by the time the animal came inside Yerushalayim, he was muzzled up. We know for sure he did not eat the keli, he did not swallow this needle in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, the whole time his mouth was muzzled. Therefore, where did this animal swallow this needle? It had to be where it was brought from out of Yerushalayim. Now, out of Yerushalayim, that's no takana. Out of Yerushalayim, it could be that a Suffolk Kaili is tummy. There's only a cloud in Yerushalayim, the Rabbanu will not gaze a tumor on a Suffolk Kaili. But outside Yerushalayim, then even on a Suffolk Kaili, the Rabbanu, the Kaili is tummy. So that's what we're talking about here. This animal came from outside Yerushalayim, and when it came through Yerushalayim, it was muzzled. So there's no suffix, the needle did not get inside it while it was in Yerushalayim. The needle came from chutz from Yerushalayim. So out of Yerushalayim, the suffix keli is tamei. That's the case we're talking about. This needle is only tamei with the Rabbanan because it's a suffix tamei. Yeah, gufa. We have Lezer, we have Yosef, and Chanina. Chadoma loy gozru al suffix harokin shev Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, if you walk down the streets, and you find some spit on the floor, it's torn. You don't have to be out of suffix, it's tummy. The Chadoma one learned. The Chadoma like goes around suffix a kedlim shiv Yerushalayim. If you find a keli on the floor in Yerushalayim, you can then on its store. Fred Gemara, Reikim Tanina, Kalim Tanina. Like it's a kash on these, both these Amoraim. One of these two Amoraim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosef, Bechlina, telling us a Kiddush, it's a Mishnah. Like Namara usually doesn't just say over something that says in the Mishnah. What do we need the Amoraim for? So the Mara, Reik and Tanina, where's the Mishnah about Reik? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Shkolim, Kol ha-Reikin ha-Nimtzayim v'Yerushalayim Toirim. Any Reik you find in Yerushalayim, any spit you find on the floor in Yerushalayim, is Tor. Chutz, there's only one exception. Chutz Mishel Shukelion. And the Shukelion, the special street, the upper street, that was the Mokim Rashi says where the Tumeyim used to stay there. The Zavim used to stay there. So in that place, if you find spit there, you have to nemar that Mestom is the spit from the Tumadik person, and it's an Avatumah. But only that one street is Tumey, every other street is Torah in Yerushalayim. So as a Farish Mishnah, what do I need the Amara for? And the Gemara, like Shricha, the Chiddush is, Afagav the Yitzchazik Zav Kelim. Afagav the Yitzchazik Zav. Even though that in your Saviva, like in your alleyway, in your Mavui, where you live, you know there's a Zav there, still in Yerushalayim's Torah. That's what the Amara says. It's from the Mishnah alone, I would say it's only Torah if you don't know if a parish of Zav lives in your street. But when you know a Zav lives in your street, then maybe you have to be Machmir. So if you find spit on the floor, even in Yerushalayim, maybe you have to go to Chumrah. Maybe this Reik came from the Zav, which makes it an Avatumah. Kamashlon, the Amara know that in Yerushalayim there's never a case that's Tomei. Every Suffolk Reik is always Torah. That's the Chiddush of the Amara over the Mishnah. For the Gemara, Kalim Tanina, the Kashan on the second Amara. What do you have to tell me a Chiddush? That Kalim is a Suffolk Kali is Torah in Yerushalayim. There's a Mishnah. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in the Ashkolim. Call out Kalim, any type of Kali. Hanim Tsoim Yerushalayim. You found it in Yerushalayim. The look is like this. Derech you read Lebeis HaTfilah. Have you found it on the road going down to the Mikvah? So Rashi says, then they used to have two different roads. One road led you down to the mikvah, and another road you used to take to go up from the mikvah. Now it depends. If you found the keli Derech you read on the road going down to the mikvah, the base of tefillah tzmeim. Then in a suf, you have to say tzmei. Because most probably, the person was taking this keli to the mikvah, it was a tomadika keli, and he wanted to put it into the mikvah to make it torah, and on his way down, he dropped it. So if you find the kelim on the road going down to the mikvah, min hastam it's tomei. What about derech? It's a diyek for the alma term. But any other place in Yerushalayim, any other street in Yerushalayim, you find the keli on the ground, mashma keli it's torah. The only street that a safek keli is tomei is the street going down to the mikvah. But any other street, mashma keli it's torah. So of course enough in the Mishnah. So what do I need the amora for? The Gemara says, no, it's not enough in the Mishnah. Well, the time that according to your diyuk, what you want to say now, aim a sefer. What does the end of the Mishnah say? It says, derech aliyah torim. It says another locha, that if you find the keli on the road that goes up from the mikvah, like we said, there are two different roads. One road leads you down to the mikvah, another road leads you up. So if you find the keli on the road coming up, then we say it's tor. Why? Because most probably the person already put it in the mikvah, and he was taking it home, and he dropped it there. So you can make a deal that where do we say a suffer keli is tor? Only on the road going up from the mikvah. That's a deal called the Alma, mashma any other road in Yerushalayim, to Mayim. So this Mishnah alone is not clearly saying that any place in Yerushalayim is tor. That's why it's good we need the Amora. The Amora has to explain to us that the Pshan, the Mishnah is, the Diyak is the Resha. That the only time it's Tommy is only the road going down to the mikvah. But any other road in Yerushalayim is tor. So I need an Amora to tell us that. Because for the Mishnah alone I would make a mistake, maybe the Sefer is the Yikah. So the Amora, El Resha Davka. The Sefer Lav Davka. I say that's what the Amora is telling us. That the Resha, the Mishnah Davka. That the only place in Yerushalayim, if you find a Keli Suffolk, it's Tomei, is only on the road going down to the mikvah. But any other road in Yerushalayim is Torah. That's what the Sefer says, the road coming up is Torah, that's Lav Davka. It just says the opposite of the Resha. But Lav Davka, only the road coming up is Torah. Any road in Yerushalayim, any place you find Keli in Yerushalayim, min astam, we never on its Torah.
The only one case that's the Sefer is Lav Davka. Now what is the Sefer altogether for? It's Lafuke Gezaisa. Rashi says Gezaisa, that's a small street, that there we are afraid maybe the Keli is Tomei. So Lafuke Gezaisa is Mavoyas Ketanim, small alleyways, show you some of the Derech Yerida. That was near the road going down to the mikvah. So the Yaleo Derech Yerida Valiya. Ukom show Yordim Derech Isim of Voice upon Oilin. Vanu Tumeim is Sophi. Shay Mechila Tumeim. Notice you have these small alleyways, that these alleyways sometimes you could use it to go down to the mikvah, and sometimes you could use it to come up from the mikvah. So an alleyway near the mikvah, we have a suffix now, at what point did the person lose his keli? Did he lose it on the way going down to the mikvah, stand still tomei? Or did he lose it on the way coming up, and then we say it's Torah? So Rashi says, since this keli for sure, before it came to this alleyway, was tomei. Because otherwise you wouldn't find kelim near to the road going down to the mikvah. So for sure, before it came to the road, it was tomei. You have a suffix now. Was it lost on the way going down, or was it lost on the way going up? So since this keli had a cheskas tumor on it, here you have to be machmer. But any other place in Yerushalayim, abi it's not near the mikvah, or at least it's not the road coming up from the mikvah, it's not the road going down to the mikvah, then when we say it's Torah. It's the only place it's tummy is either the road going down, or else this other road that you could go down to the mikvah, come up from the mikvah. Those are the only two places that it's tummy. But any other place in Yerushalayim, all the kelim are Torah. Any suffix keli is Torah. Right. For the Gemara now, or the Rav the Yomar, Kigoin Sha'ov Doloi, Machetonim Eis, Rav said the case of the first Mishnah, that we found this needle in the meat of the behemoth, is talking about a needle that has a history to it. We know clearly that was your red needle that you touched when you were Tomei Meis. Ve'kiru b'vosa, for the Gemara, Kivun the Yomar, since we learned before, the Pasuk says, V'chalal Cheriv, that if a Cheriv of the sword touches the Meis, we demonstrate from this Pasuk, Cheriv Harei Kechalal, that a sword, any metal keli, when it touches the mace, has the same halacha like the mace itself. If a sword touches the mace, just like the mace is avi avos tumah, who are din the sword, or any metal keli, like here the smachar, this needle also becomes an avi avos tumah. Now let's say it touched a tummy mace, means an odom, a person that touched the mace. So the person now, this live person, is an avatuma. Let's say this avatuma, this person, touches a kli, metal keli. So the metal keli also becomes like the avatuma itself. See, you're telling me now this needle was owned by a tummy mace, so the person touched the needle. So this needle now is also an avatuma. Of a zoy, if the needle is an avatuma, why does the Mishnah say that the kohen's hands is still tor and the sack and the knife is still tor? Why? If the sakin touches this avatuma, it becomes tamei. An avatuma could be metama odom v'kelim. So this needle, since it touched a person that touched a mace, that person is an avatuma, the needle is also an avatuma. So if a new person touches it now, he also becomes tamei. So why does the Mishnah say the kohen and the sakin is tor? It can't be talking about a needle that has an avatuma on it. And the Gemara, Amaravashi, Zaisaneris. From this Mishnah, and according to whether Rav learns still it's good, we learn out a chiddush like this, that the Azorah Rishus Rabbimi. I tell you, in the Azorah, the Mokim where they made the Shechit on the Korban, it's called Rishus Rabbim. Because usually there's a lot of people there in the Azorah. The Mela, the Hevelay, Sofik, Tumah, Rishus Rabbim. It's only a Sofik if the Koyin or the knife touch the needle. I mean, true. The needle now is Navatuma. If we know for sure the person touched the needle, the person is tummy. If we know for sure the knife touched the knife is tummy. But here we're talking about we don't know for sure it touched it. We just see that the needle is inside the meat. So for sure the needle touched the meat. Did the knife touch the needle? We don't have any raya for that. Therefore, since the suffix took place in the Azara, and the Azara is called Rishus Rabbim, the klal is Sofik Tumah Rishus Rabbim, V'chol Sofik Tumah Rishus Rabbim, Sveiki Tor. We learn now from Parshas HaSaita that any Sofik Rishus Rabbim is Tor. Sofik Gemara Kasha, what are you telling me now? Of Rishus HaYochid Sveiki Tomei. Mashma, if the Azorah would have a Shem Rishus HaYochid, or else in the Rishus HaYochid, the same type of a case, then when a Sofik would become Tomei. But the Gemara Tomei who? Michtin, let's see. Hai Machit Dove Shem Badas Lishoilu. This needle, you can't ask him a question. If you ask the needle, are you tummy or not, he won't answer you. Any keli is called Dava Shein Bodasli Shoyal. Now the klal is like this, in the Gemara Saita. We're called Dava Shein Bodasli Shoyal. Anytime we have a suffix on something that you can't ask it, did it become tummy or not, it was a matam of something else or not, Bein Rishus Rabin, Bein Rishus HaYochid, Sveikei Tor. Whether the suffix took place even in Rishus HaYochid, still Sveikei is Tor. When do we say that Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid is Tamei? You learn out from Saitam, there are two people. There's a man and a lady. We have a Sofik, did they have Znus together? So Sofik Rishus HaYochid, we say that Tamei. But really you could ask them, did they do it? They could answer you. So we learn out from that, any type of a Tumah, if you have a Sofik, did a person touch something that's Tamei? Since you could ask the person, he's called the Yesh Badas Lishoyel, it's good, he's Sofik Tamei. But I call upon him, the Sak in this knife here though, the knife, you can't ask any questions to the knife. So the knife is called a Dava Shein Bodas Lishoyel. That's the klal, even Rishus HaYochid, Sveiki is Torah. And the Gemara here wouldn't be shver. Mishum Dehev Beit Sofik Tumah Bo Bidayodim. Who touched the knife that maybe touched the sakin? The person was touching the knife. So therefore, you could ask the person, did this knife touch the sakin? Did this knife touch the machin? Hey, even though the question is, was the sakin tamein? But since the only Sofik is because an Adam moved it, that's called Sofik Tumah Habor Bidayodam. The Yom Rav Yechinen, Sofik Tumah Habor Bidayodam, Nisholam Alehom. It's considered